present The Little Sister by Raymond Chandler, dramatized in three parts by Bill Morrison, starring Ed Bishop as Philip Marlowe. The Little Sister, Part 3. California, 1947.
I was far outside the law. I had a photograph that was evidence in a gangland killing. It showed my client, movie star Mavis Weld. I had found three dead bodies that I couldn't explain, and the cops were very unhappy. I had to find the killers before they did, so that I could try to tell the story in a way that would protect her. Then I got a call from her actress friend, Dolores Gonzalez. Yeah.
Amigo, there is trouble. Bad trouble. She wants to see you.
Where?
I will come for you. It is not easy to get to where we go.
How is it coming back? Or don't we care?
We go west, through Beverly Hills.
Why didn't Mavis call me?
She couldn't. She was not alone. I'm very scared. Did you bring a gun?
What would I need a gun for?
It's better not, perhaps. Will you make love to me tonight?
Just for a while. Let's leave sex to one side, huh? Your side of the car. I can't drive like this.
I'm so tired. I haven't slept. I don't expect you to believe me, but I wouldn't hurt Mavis Weld.
What about me?
I would love you.
I used to like this town a long time ago. There were trees along Wilshire Boulevard. Beverly Hills was a country town. Los Angeles was just a big, dry, sunny place. No style, but good-hearted. People used to sleep out on their porches. It was peaceful. Now we've got the big money, the sharpshooters, the percentage workers, the fast dollar boys, hoodlums out of New York and Cleveland. They've got the flash restaurants and nightclubs they run, and the hotels and apartment houses they own, and the grifters and female bandits that live in them. The riffraff of a big, hard-boiled city with no more personalities than a paper cup.
It is the same in all big cities, amigo. It was the same in Cleveland. Turn right at Lost Canyon Road. Here.
Something stinks here, Dolores, and it isn't wild lilac. Is this road the only way out of here?
There is another, but it is a private road through an estate. And that is the house ahead.
No lights. Why are there no lights in a gambling house?
Put in here.
What's the matter?
Kiss me. I am being very foolish.
Is Steelgrave in there?
Yes.
Who else?
Just Mavis. Oh, he will kill her too. With Stein, it did not matter. I would have killed that filth myself gladly. To die is not much. To kill is not much. But to entice people to their death. Mavis took him away from me, but I do not want him to kill. You think you are tough, amigo? You are a very soft peach compared to him. I have known him a long time. I knew him in Cleveland. Here, if I give you this gun, will you kill him for me?
Would you believe me if I promised?
Yes.
I'd kill him if I had to.
Here it is. Good night, amigo. I wear black because I am lost.
She drove away. The gun was a .32 caliber automatic with a white bone handle. It had been fired since it was cleaned. Fired twice. Orrin Quest had been shot twice, and I had 32 shells from his room in my pocket. I went inside the house. It was very large and empty. It was dark. I was a fellow who wanted company in a dark place and was willing to pay a high price for it. All I had was a Luger under my arm and a .32 in my hand. Then I found the main room and found the light. It was amber, and the furnishings were apricot. The baize table stood shrouded in the middle of the floor. The blonde in a pale fur coat stood leaning by the side of a high-backed chair.
Hello, Marlo. I think you came too late.
Too late for what?
I didn't think you'd find me.
Miss Gonzalez brought me.
Oh, she'll be disappointed as all hell.
Why?
She put you on the spot, just as she did Stein.
Why am I too late?
I need a drink. Or maybe I'll fall down.
The bar is over there.
I don't think I can walk.
Then let me. Can you hold a glass?
There's yours.
I don't need any more excitement. Here.
Thanks. Are you excited?
Yeah. It's been a lot of bodies and a lot of beautiful women in a couple of days for a beat-up gumshoe. Where's Steelgrave?
He thought he had to kill you.
And you sent for me? Were you that fond of him?
I met a nice, quiet little man who knew how to behave in public and who didn't shoot his charm around. Yes, I liked him. I thought he just owned a restaurant. I should be beyond such nonsense. In the end, I liked him with this.
Give it to me.
Don't you have enough guns?
Give it to me, Lila.
He killed my brother.
Oren was no angel.
But he didn't have to kill him. Why don't you call the police and get it over with? Take the gun.
They make a pair. 32 caliber automatics with white bone handles. Both fired. Dolores gave me the other one. Is he in the chair?
Yes. I can move now.
He was small.
I was very close. I couldn't miss. Can I have another drink?
We'll both have one. Tell me about the photograph.
I got a copy in the mail a couple of days after that lunch.
After Stein was killed?
Yes.
Did you think Steelgrave killed Stein?
Not until tonight. Oren never mentioned the photograph to me. He didn't have to. I knew only he could have taken it. But he did ask for money.
Did you tell Steelgrave?
I showed him the photograph. I didn't tell him about Oren.
Then how did he find him? It's gonna cost a lot to fix this.
Protect my precious career? It's too late. And I don't have a lot of money.
It's why I'm here. I work for you, Duchess.
The studio won't help me now. Baloo won't. They'll take their loss and forget about me in 6 months. I'm through in Hollywood.
Where did you get this gun?
Steelgrave gave it to me as a present some time ago.
Did you intend to kill him?
Why not, darling?
Let me make one phone call. Did he give Dolores the other one? Pour us another drink, darling.
Hello?
Did you really mean to put me on the spot?
Amigo, I'm glad to hear your voice.
Did you?
I don't know. Is he there?
He is and he isn't.
Who else is there?
There's just me and my homework. Now, Dolores, this is deadly important. Did Steelgrave give you the bone-handled 32?
Yes.
When?
Early this evening.
Why?
He just asked me to keep it. You haven't told me what happened.
I haven't even telephoned you. Nothing is the way it seems. Mavis, get in your car and go home.
You can't fix this.
You're my client.
I can't let you. I killed him. Why should you be dragged into it?
When you leave, go by the private road. Do you know the way?
Yes. But don't you believe me? I killed him.
I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for Lieutenant French. I'm giving him his chance to clear it all up.
Why did I always know I would end up trusting you?
Because to me, you are Leela Quest, who ran away from Manhattan, Kansas, and a rotten family. Not Mavis Weld, movie queen. Now go, quickly. Move. Move. I rinsed the glasses and put away the bottle. From the pair of bone-handled guns, I took the one Dolores had given me, the one that killed Oren, and pressed it into Steelgrave's small, limp hand. Then I took the gun that killed Steelgrave and fired it into the wall behind him until the two guns were identical in every way. Then I laid it on the table, and I called Lieutenant Christy French.
So, yeah, waited this time, Marlowe. Didn't touch nothing?
He looks dead. Both guns been fired, Bayfus?
Yeah. The one the corpse had was fired hours ago.
Yeah, down at Bay City, into Orin Quest.
Yeah? These guns are twins. We better tag them right away, Bayfus. Let's not get confused.
Okay.
Tell us what you know, Marlo.
A girl I know, Dolores Gonzalez, called me this evening and said a client of mine was in danger from him. She drove me up here.
Uh-huh. Who's the client?
I can't tell you yet.
Who is she?
I want a guarantee of no publicity unless charges are actually filed.
Come on. You're just making it tough for all of us.
I won't give you any guarantee whatsoever.
God damn it. This man killed Orin Quest. Take that gun and check it against the bullets in Quest. I'm helping you.
How did this one die? Were you here?
No.
Well, who was? Who was?
I won't tell you anything I don't want to tell, except on the terms I stated. But I won't lie to you. I don't know who was here.
Who was here when you got here?
I can't answer that.
Oh, Marlowe, as if I didn't have enough trouble, I have to have you. As if we didn't get pushed around by the City Hall gang, the day chief, the night chief, the Chamber of Commerce, His Honor the Mayor, and his paneled office four times as big as the three lousy rooms the whole homicide staff has to work from, without even enough chairs for us all to sit down at once. 114 homicides last year. We spend our lives turning over dirty underwear and sniffing rotten teeth. We go up dark stairways to get a gun punk with a skin full of hop, and sometimes we don't get all the way up. And our wives wait supper that night and all the other nights. Nothing that we do is right. Not ever, not once. If we get a confession, we beat it out of the guy. And his shyster lawyer calls us Gestapo in court and sneers when we muddle our grammar. But all that ain't enough to make us entirely happy. We got to have you. Hiding information, dodging around corners, suppressing evidence, framing setups. Oh, you wouldn't mind me calling you a goddamn cheap keyhole peeper, would you, baby?
You want me to mind?
Oh, I'd love it. In spades redoubled.
What would you have done in my place?
I can't imagine myself getting that low.
Come on, take it easy, Christy.
Your license is dead, Marlowe, as of now.
Only when the commission that gave it to me says so.
Just crack wise, Marlowe.
Lay off, Christy.
What do you want me to say?
Guess.
Now, come on, let's get on with it, Christy. Come on,
for Christ's sake. Get out of here for a while, Fred.
Come on, let it go.
No, get out of here.
Christy, for God's sake. No, I won't get out.
What you do that for? What is this? Some new kind of third degree? The cops beat the hell out of each other? The suspect cracks up from the agony of watching?
Oh, now you all right, Bayfus?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
17 years. Even my wife hates me.
Forget it, Christy. I don't even remember anybody hit me.
Will you get this peeper out of my sight? He's under arrest. Let him sit all night in a straight hard chair, which is all the chairs we have, Marlowe. Let him sit while we go out and root around and find out how to put him out of our sight forever.
Coffee coming up. You tired, Marlowe?
That's all right. I needed the exercise.
Here. Good, huh?
It's hot.
Yeah, well, this ain't a hotel.
Okay, Marlowe, on your feet. The district attorney wants to see you in his office at 9 o'clock.
Coffee, Christy?
Well, sure, Fred. How's the jaw?
What, does it show?
Yeah.
I'll tell the wife I suppressed a riot single-handed. I'm a hero. She won't believe me anyway.
After you see the DA, Marlowe, you can go. It's out of our hands.
Did you get Lagardi?
No, he ran. But he was a doctor in Cleveland, all right.
And Steelgrave was Weepy Moyer?
Between ourselves, we knew it all the time. We just couldn't prove it. Now we can wrap it up.
You know, it's too neat.
What?
One man in Bay City could prove who Steelgrave was. Quest wanted to blackmail Steelgrave. And by accident, he ran into that one man who gave him the means?
Maybe it was a fluke. He liked to take candid shots. Maybe he was after his sister. The kid killed Clausen and Mileway Marston. They both had records. Now, look, there's no need to smear the kid's family just to prove the police can solve a case.
Oh, that's white of you. How about the guns?
Both of them were registered to Steelgrave. One of them killed Quest and Stein.
Which gun?
They're identical. It'd be hell if the ballistics man got them mixed up. Pour me another coffee, will you, friend?
Sure.
I hope the DA takes your hide off, Marlowe, in long, thin strips. Now, on your way. It's 9 o'clock.
It wasn't over. It looked as if it was, but it wasn't. The DA did tear strips off me for suppressing evidence, but he couldn't prove a thing. Mavis Weld was there, sitting cool behind dark glasses. Smart young lawyer hired by the studios. He proved in 2 seconds flat that the photograph was inadmissible as evidence without independent witnesses. So whatever I suppressed, it wasn't evidence. As to who killed Steelgrave, she smiled in a frail kind of way and said she didn't know and didn't remember and was every inch a lady and a star, untouchable. She had just, quite innocently, got into bad company. Nobody cared much. A red hot out of Cleveland called Weepy, who had tried to be respectable, and a few cheapies were dead. But it wasn't over. I sat in my office and waited till she came.
I came to say I'm going home.
Back to Kansas. Got your fare?
Hmm?
I can't remember now whether I gave you back your $20. We passed it around so much.
Oh, you did. I never make mistakes about money.
You are cute, Orphame. You can tell me the truth now. After all the work I did for you, I did for a very low fee of no dollars net.
She'll pay you. You'll get paid by Leela.
Why wouldn't you tell me who she was?
I was ashamed. Mother and I are both ashamed of her.
Oren wasn't.
Well, he'd been here a while.
How did Oren find out about who Steelgrave was? How did he know to take that picture on that day?
The doctor told him.
Sure. They bumped into each other and found out they had a common interest in sharp tools. Let me see your bag.
Stop! Don't! It's private. It's mine.
I just want to see how much dough you squeezed out of the deal. 10 $100 bills.
Leela gave the money to me.
Yeah. What size chisel did you use?
Do you have to be so nasty?
I wish I could have seen Oren's letters home. I guess you and he belong to that class of people who convince themselves that everything they do is right. He can blackmail his sister. And if a couple of small-time crooks want to share, he can knock them off. You hired me because he wasn't cutting you in on the deal.
I came out here to make sure Oren treated me right. That's all.
Why did he contact you last night?
He'd lost the pictures. He was scared of Dr. Lagardi.
This'll make you laugh. I have the pictures. I had them all the time.
I don't believe you.
There they are. Hey, you want to split the $1,000 with me? Mavis didn't give it to you. Steelgrave did. Just what was it you sold Steelgrave for this $1,000, Orphame?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
You only had one thing to sell. You sold him your brother. How else did Steelgrave know where Oren was to kill him? You told him for $1,000 in blood money.
Who's alive to prove it? Nobody. And who would listen to you? $20 buys you.
I don't have any brothers or sisters to sell.
I could tell the police a lot more about you. You can't blackmail me.
Go back to Kansas. Do you know all I'll regret? Not being able to see you and your dear old church-going mother fighting over how to split the dough. I could tell the police who shot Steelgrave, because I know now who didn't. But don't worry. I won't. I still have a client to protect. Goodbye, little sister. Hollywood. Yeah?
Are you all right, amigo?
I've been up all night.
Has the little one called with you?
She's just left. I think I know it all now, Dolores. Are you at home?
Si.
Stay there. I'll be over. The Chateau Bercy on Franklin Avenue was old, but made over with glass brick, cornice lighting, three-cornered glass tables, and a color scheme of bile green, linseed poultice brown, sidewalk gray, and monkey bottom blue. It was as restful as a split lip. Dolores Gonzalez, as she was called in pictures, still wore black. with a flame-colored shirt and a red, red mouth.
Amigo.
She stood close enough to touch me with the hard tips of her breasts. I went on in. I didn't want to look at her. I asked her where she had lived in Cleveland.
Cleveland? Did I say Cleveland?
Last night. How did you get to know Steelgrave?
I was married then. It was just that in those days it was fun to know a gangster. One went to the places where they were said to go and...
You let him pick you up?
No. I picked him up. He was a very sweet little man.
What about your husband?
Amigo, the streets are paved with discarded husbands.
How's this for poetry? He was a doctor, a graduate of the Sorbonne. Amigo. The only thing Mexican about you is that word and a few more and the accent. Everybody has been acting.
All poetry is fiction, amigo.
I'm too tired to play. I am in bad trouble. The DA may not know whether or not Mavis Well shot Steelgrave, but he is very sure that I know.
And do you?
Yeah. There's a question I've been asking from the beginning. Where are you staying, Orpha May?
She stayed here.
And that gave her all the right connections. It fits now.
The little sister, she's...
Stop acting.
I'll try, amigo. Steelgrave was pleased with Orpha May because of the information she gave him. I took her out to the gambling house. He was drunk. I'd never seen him drunk before. He said he had a present for her. It was wrapped in a handkerchief. When she unwrapped it, it was a wallet with a bullet hole in it stained with blood. She took it, she thanked him, and then she opened her bag to put it away. But instead, she took a gun out of her bag and shot him.
Did you then make her tell Mavis what she had done?
Yes.
So Mavis lied to protect her family. What was the little sister's fee for this performance?
I do not care to answer that question.
You paid Orpha May $1,000 to tell it that way. You gave quite a performance yourself last night. When you rushed me out there, you already knew he was dead. I've heard nothing but stories. The big story is that Steelgrave is Weepy Moyer, a red hot. Stein is in his way. So he gets himself in jail. Then out by bribing your friend the doctor. Kills Stein. Goes back in. Nothing proved. They let him go. Ole. But the very day he plans to bump off Sonny Moe, he has lunch in a public place with a movie star just to make it more obvious. And Oren is around to take the picture. If I was Steelgrave after all that, even if I planned to dust Stein, that night would be the one night I would not do it.
Then who did?
You did. You gave me a gun last night. That gun killed Oren and Stein. You could get close enough to him. Those 32 automatics were twin presents to Mavis and you. You set Steelgrave and her up together and got Oren to take the pictures. You mix sex and business. Oren would be easy. But why?
I killed for love. For love of a man I once knew in Cleveland and lost here. No matter how many lovers a woman may have, there's always one she cannot bear to lose to another woman. He was the one. That man I would not share.
So, you killed Steelgrave and got me to do the fixing so that Mavis would get to make the big money to keep paying you for the rest of her life. For taking your man away.
You can't do one damn thing about it without destroying Mavis Well. And you, I think, are in love with her.
I could sit in the dark with her and hold hands. But how long would it last? She won't be a real person anymore. She'll be a face on a big screen. I'd want more than that.
Do you want me?
I'd want more than that.
That's too bad, amigo. What are you going to do?
What about your husband, Dr. Vince?
Let him run. He always ran. Excuse me. Help yourself to a drink. You look as if you need it.
Baby, I'm sunk.
I won't be a moment.
LaGuardie! LaGuardie! What the hell have you done? For Christ's sake, Doc, do you hear me? LaGuardie, you killed her. You stabbed her. LaGuardie! LaGuardie!
I called the cops. He never spoke, saw nothing, heard nothing. He must have loved her in Cleveland. This was Hollywood. Acting isn't lying. It doesn't even have that dignity. It's just a high-class forgery. Dolores was too good an actress to be in pictures. She was the real thing. Once Orin had had his fling, she killed the rest. For love. She saw a way to blackmail Mavis for taking her man away and make it stick by killing Stein. She had the motive. She had the means. Kid brother Orin and his Laika. But Orin lost the pictures and then himself, so Orphanay had to hire me to find him. And if Steelgrave hadn't killed Stein, then Dolores was the only one with the opportunity to slide across a car seat and put two slugs from a bone-handled .32 into Sonny Moe's unlamented head. That was her mistake, using the same gun again on Orin. Steelgrave did nothing. Mavis lied to protect her family. Her family tried to cut her up for the collection plate. Me? I fell for it. I even believed some of the stories. I had been walking down two streets. Maybe I had loved Mavis, but I hadn't what she needed, and I didn't know what I needed. I was just Marlowe, who started out cheap and ended cheaper still. I went home with a bottle of Old Forester. And sometime into the endless night, I fell asleep. And I dreamed I was looking for something very important that was lost. All I kept finding was bodies.
In Bill Morrison's radio adaptation of Raymond Chandler's novel, The Little Sister, Ed Bishop played the part of Philip Marlowe, Toby Robbins that of Dolores Gonzalez, Margaret Robertson, Mavis Weld, and Liza Ross, Orphanay Quest. Lieutenant French was played by Don Fellows, Dr. Lagarde, Paul Maxwell, Sergeant Bafus, Rod Beecham, Steelgrave, Michael Goldie, Clausen, Peter Marinker, Hicks, Bill Morrison, Sheridan Ballou, Neville Jason, Joseph Toad, William Roberts, Lieutenant McGlashan, Ramsay Williams, and the clerk and Orin Quest, Malcolm Gerard. The music consultant was Adrian Edwards. The play was directed by John Tideman.